At 5:44, you're listening to All Things Considered on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. This week, we've reported on how hard the city of Dayton was hit when the mortgage crisis and Great Recession began more than 5 years ago, the resulting federal funds made available to cities like Dayton to stabilize neighborhoods, and how those funds are running out. In today's Politics Ohio, we continue our look at neighborhood stabilization. We spoke with Dayton City Commissioner Matt Joseph about what other steps the city is taking to revitalize neighborhoods.
What we're trying to do is find a successful institution in an area and then link development to that institution. So whether that's University of Dayton and Miami Valley Hospital in the southern part of the city, or a different hospital or a different school or a big successful business or whatever that might be in a neighborhood, we try to build off that and make sure that people are connected in the neighborhood. They realize what resources are there. And when you have somebody that's the 800-pound gorilla in the neighborhood anyway, if we can engage them and make sure that they're connected to the neighborhood activists, make sure they know what the needs of local folks are, local businesses, then that's good for everybody.
Give me an idea of some successful examples of what you're talking about. Certainly University of Dayton, as you mentioned, and Miami Valley Hospital.
But there are others, too. We have a partnership with Children's Hospital, a partnership with Good Sam that's just transformed that area. That's one that you can drive by now and see the difference from even a year ago or, heck, even 6 months ago. You know, there's a new road. There are a bunch of old and abandoned houses that are now knocked down. Good Sam has a new addition. So there are all kinds of things happening there. To take the Brown Street example that we just used, a lot of the properties that people see being knocked down on both sides of Brown Street, old abandoned businesses or houses, are, you know, the Miami Valley Hospital or UD or one of the local owners is doing that of their own volition now because it makes sense to have a good-looking corridor, a good-looking entrance to your business. And they'll do that in cooperation with the neighborhood associations.
With Miami Valley Hospital and their expansion, there's been a little bit of pushback on that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's where it's good to make sure there is good communication between whatever institution there is and the city and residents. They talked it through, and as I remember, not everybody was happy, but I think people were sort of resigned to the fact that they made an effort to get along with the neighbors, and the neighbors understood what the needs of the hospital were. So, yes, of course, whenever you have that sometimes toxic mix of city and business and residents all together in the conversation, it's important to have communication to try to figure out, you know, how to make sure people's real needs are met without infringing on somebody else's.
The city of Dayton has been looked at as almost a divided city, east and west, and I want to know how the city addresses that and what other efforts are being made to bring portions of the city together, whether it's east, west, north, and south as well.
It has been. Dayton has historically been, especially the last 30 or 40 years, been very divided. I'm happy to report that that's lessening quite a bit now. The division, the racial division that we saw east and west, even 10 years ago when I started as a commissioner, has lessened quite a bit. Part of that is due to people moving different places in the city and hopefully not seeing racism or not feeling pressure to live in a certain side of the city. And the second part is that we've had an influx of immigrants who are living everywhere. Those sorts of things tend to break down the old established order, and that's a great thing. I'm glad that diversity is happening, and hopefully it'll speed up. Our government structure really does promote a broad view instead of a very parochial view. We five, my fellow commissioners and the mayor, the five of us, we all represent the city at large. We don't have districts. We don't represent one half or a quarter of the city. So we're expected to be out and about to the whole city. So we see everything. We see everybody. We go to all neighborhoods. We shake everybody's hand. The whole city is all of our responsibility. So I think that is a very good thing. And I think that it was with some foresight 100 years ago that the city fathers created it that way, because it really makes us accountable to the whole city. So I think the long-term trends are good. Obviously, there's still a problem. But I think that we're on the right track.
And do you feel the revitalization efforts are spread throughout the city?
They are. We never have enough money to do everything anybody wants. But, you know, we do some things east. We do some things west. We put a brand new rec center a couple years ago west. We revitalized Laura Center east. Downtown, right in the middle, we do what we can there. South, we revitalized Brown Street. We put a little money into the road, and the private industry took off there. If you set up the system right, people get jobs, they buy new houses, new construction, Things get knocked down when they should be knocked down. Buildings are filled with the right uses. Seniors have homes and all kinds of good things. It's a virtuous cycle that we're long overdue for, and I think we're finally entering.
City Commissioner Matt Joseph, thanks for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jerry.